affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. It's harvest season, and that means slow-moving farm equipment on the roads. To help raise awareness and potentially save lives, slow-moving vehicle signs are available for free to farmers. The Wisconsin DOT reported 136 crashes between motorists and farm vehicles in the state last year. These crashes resulted in 2 deaths and 50 injuries. Orange triangles help make farm equipment more visible. Drivers should also be on the lookout this time of year, especially for farm equipment moving slower than the normal speed of traffic. Friday is National Kids Music Day. The students at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids are learning how to keep rhythm during their music classes. Kids Music Day is celebrated on the first Friday of October to inspire kids to include music into their daily lives. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 44. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, highs level off around 52. Overcast. Tomorrow night, lows around 36. Temps swell below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 68.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
In the coming weeks, I'm Nate Wegeho, and this is Mad Radio WMDX Madison.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios.
Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of 6 responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Buzz Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I. That's
the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve up in here, Dom. Welcome to it.
Hey, happy Friday Eve, Crudy. Good to be with you, Nate, working the board. Our fair audience is one day away, baby.
Getting close. Everybody working for the weekend. I got to tell you, though, not feeling great today. Thought about calling in sick, and you know, I never call in sick, right? Never call in sick. Yesterday, we promised you. Greatest radio show ever. Today, I'm just warning you. Might be just a smidge below that standard.
We're officially lowering the bar.
I don't know if it's the sinking feeling of the Brewers getting blown out 2 games in the wild card. Two and done.
Yeah.
It was over by last night, man.
Hey, look, I just have one thing to say. Bucks in six. Moving on, baby.
Bucks in six media markets across the state of Wisconsin, thanks to Civic Media. You know, the Bucks have a preseason game this weekend.
Oh, really? Coming quick? Damn.
And Civic Media has made a big commitment to Milwaukee Bucks and the BMO Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network. We are teammates in a big way. Six Bucks in six Civic Media markets, Tom. They will include WISS. I'm going to do this all by memory. WISS, WFHR, WLAK, the big Q up in the Northwoods. They're going to have the basketball with us. WRCE, Dom, that's news. And now Bucks from the center. And our flagship, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. Bucks tipping off this weekend. I'm very excited.
Me too.
I saw you taking notes there. I think I got them first time through. You're welcome, everyone. Your Milwaukee Bucks, you'll hear them here on the Civic Media Network. Now, you got to listen to them over the air. They will not stream. NBA, blame them, not us. But we will provide the Bucks. But I got to tell you, last night, Dom, I woke up in the middle of the night. And I wasn't feeling good.
Oh.
And you and I have been hanging out a lot last couple of nights.
Don't blame me, man.
Watching Brewers games and enjoying the company. And last night, you were kind enough to buy my dinner. And let's just say somewhere late in the evening, I returned it to sender.
Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
I was just not feeling good. But now I feel like, you know, $62.
All right, well done.
Feeling nearly okay. Dom, here's what I would say. I got a little moral today. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Be it in sports or politics, you know, sometimes what's the saying? You got to lose one to win one. Life. Or in being a crazy man approaching the governor of the great state of Wisconsin, when you're first arrested and taken down to jail and you bail yourself out and you show up with another gun on the very same day, Tom, that's persistence.
Indeed. Indeed it is.
Man would not be denied. Man with a handgun seeking Governor Tony Evers. I try to put a light spin on this. Nothing too funny about a guy showing up at your place with a gun.
Twice in the same day.
A 43-year-old Madison man who goes by Taco demanded to see Governor Tony Evers at the Wisconsin State Capitol yesterday afternoon and returned later with an assault rifle after posting bail. Evers told reporters Thursday he was unharmed and had confidence in the state capitol police. They would continue to keep him safe. I'm okay. To their credit, the capitol police took control of the situation. So it's over. But yeah, it's always something. That is, things you don't want to see happen. But that's why we have good people in the police departments, in the capitol police and the state patrol. Evers told reporters they're doing great work. Well, he was not in the Capitol, my understanding, Dom. On Wednesday afternoon, Joshua Plesnick arrived at the state capitol shirtless with a leash dog. At least he's following the dog leashing laws, Dom, and wearing a holstered handgun, according to information on the incident provided to lawmakers and obtained by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. While being interviewed, Plesnick said he would continue coming to the Capitol until he spoke to the governor about domestic abuse towards men. Plesnick stated he did not own a vehicle, and it is likely he has access to a large amount of weapons and is comfortable using them. What a pleasant thought. Use extreme caution when in contact with Plesnick. He should be considered armed, Capitol Police officers told lawmakers in an alert. And Plesnick was arrested after approaching the security desk outside of Evers' office inside the state capitol. The Department of Administration spokeswoman Tatiana Warwick told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he said he would not leave until he saw Evers. Police arrested the man for openly carrying a firearm inside the Capitol building, which is a violation of state law. You know what would have been permitted, Dom? Concealed carrying that very same weapon if he'd worn a shirt and let it flow over the holster. Concealed it, Dom. And, of course, had the prerequisite permit, which is pretty damn easy to get in this state. You can get the AR, the AK, you could probably get the concealed carry permit, don't you think?
Probably. Maybe you have to carry, you know, have a trench coat and hide it. But, yes, with a concealed carry permit, you can carry within the Capitol. Plesnick returned to the state capitol about 9 p.m. with an assault-style rifle after posting bail at the Dane County Jail. He demanded to see the governor again and was again taken into custody. Lawmakers were not notified of either incident until Thursday morning. The Evers administration initially refused to supply information to the General Sentinel early on Thursday. I was not notified, but it sounds like the Capitol Police did a fine job, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said on Thursday. Last year, Evers appeared on a target list of a man accused of fatally shooting a retired county judge. The so-called hit list was found in the suspect's vehicle, with names that included Evers, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky. Jesse Apoy and Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
A persistent man. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Go back and get another weapon.
I mean, thankfully, the weapons were not used, right? Seemingly. Maybe some, you know, things going on in the head. You know, I'm not one to analyze.
Well, there is,
you know,
perhaps a medical hold, but how was he booked, released, and returned to the scene of the very same crime, armed again in the very same day?
Without a car, but he's got a very expensive rifle? I mean, wow. Wow. Now, my understanding, Crudy, there is some Twitter sphere out there from the righties that this was a liberal, a Bernie supporter. And I don't know if that's the case, but that's what people are saying. If that is the case, a couple of things. Number one, Bernie Sanders would not endorse this. We do not endorse this. Number two, liberals have guns too. I guess.
Some right? do.
Some do. I do. And thankfully, I guess ultimately he didn't use the weapons. But if he, if there's some sort of mental hold going on right now, I'm not clear what happened to him, but how did he get the weapons in the first place? You know what I mean? Aren't we supposed to have procedures in place? So perhaps those that have some issues are unable or make it more difficult for them to get weapons. Really wonder what the Republicans think about all that.
I'm not clear. 844-967-2789. Here is another local story. Just want to throw it out there. Cap Times reporting. Joe Parisi, the Dane County executive, is retiring after 13 years, Dom.
Ah, don't go, Joe.
We're going to invite Joe Parisi. I'm going to call you personally and invite you to the Jade Monkey. He's been there before. Dom, we're going to party. Coming up on the 17th, that's a Tuesday night, at one of Hawk's finest neighborhood bars, the Jade Monkey over on Cottage Grove Road here in Madison in Dane County. And Joe Parisi's joined us over there before. And Dom, Joe is being strategic in his way out the door. Parisi is planning to retire in May of 2024, according to his office, which is before his term ends in May of 2025. His departure in May prevents his replacement from being elected in an April spring election. Instead, a special election will be held in November of 2024. That's a presidential year, Dom. And County Board Chair Patrick Miles will temporarily become acting county executive. Kind of like they're doing in the House right now. Miles will appoint an interim county executive ahead of the November election. Parisi said he thinks it will be great timing for a special election to coincide with a presidential. I think so, too. This county, I live here in Dane County. Joe's been my fine executive for 13 years, about as long as we've been on the radio.
Yeah, right.
And here's what I can say. As long as he has been my county executive, as long as we, Dom, you and I have been on the radio doing the devil's advocate, some call us the greatest radio show ever. You know, Wednesdays, not always Thursdays, but, you know, you might get a good show. Stick around. You never can tell. But I would say this. Dane County has reliably voted blue, overwhelmingly voted blue. Thank you, Joe Parisi. And the devil's advocates.
And the devil's advocates.
A little twofer there.
Great timing. I mean, what do we need? I mean, what here's was the turnout for Dane County in the Protasiewicz race, Grody?
Here's what Parisi says. We will have record turnout.
Yes.
Probably 300,000 or so people voting. And so we'll be able to have participation by basically everyone in the community. My whole county, we'll all be voting that day, Dom. Parisi being strategic on his way out. Gonna miss
Joe. Hate to see you go, Joe, but hope you come around. The Devil's Advocates at the Atomic, the Funky Monkey, the Jade Monkey, just less than a couple of weeks away. We'll get Joe in.
We got to write it down for you. Like, my memory, pretty good. Not perfect, but yours.
That's why we hang out, man. You are my memory. Thank you.
I am the institutional knowledge that is the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know, we have partied with Joe Parisi more than once. At least once at the Jade Monkey. He'll come on down. Joe, I feel confident. If you don't have a conflict, you will be a guest of honor. And I love this strategery. I love when the Dems do it smart. Do it smart, Joe. And he's doing it precisely as Crudy would cast it upon the electorate on a November election day in Dane County, in my hometown, where some 300,000 people may turn out for the polls. Vote early and often. That's what I always say. Come back, more Devils.
My name is Jim Conroy, and I am the CEO at Boot Barn. As we celebrate 45 years supporting the Western community, we have been reflecting on the American Cowboys' incredible influence on our nation. Through tenacity and grit, they persevere to keep the cowboy legacy alive while feeding families across the world. It speaks to the strength and spirit of our country, and we are honored to support this proud heritage. Thank you for sharing the West with us for 45 years.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Megan never looked so good.
And we're back on the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dom, there is some breaking news of sort here at the Journal Sentinel. Hope Carnap reporting Republicans are going to shut down the World Naked Bike Ride events in Wisconsin. Why are they against bicycles, Dom?
Because, man, they love burning the gas, baby. Roads to drive.
I don't think it's actually opposition to bikes. Maybe I'm being hyperbolic here.
Oh, maybe.
Let me ask a different question.
All right.
Why are they opposed, the state Republicans? Why are they opposed to naked? Aren't we born that way? I know I was.
Yeah. Born that way. That's the way we're born. Why, God? I don't know what to tell you, man. Why are Republicans so uptight? You want me to answer that question, man? There's a whole list of reasons I could throw out there, but I really don't know.
You have been, in our 30 plus year friendship, Dom, you have been one of the more naked people I've known. Like, really, you're a big naked guy. You like, you know, nature, let's just say.
Clothes are cumbersome, man. You know, they're restricting. So, no, I like to be naked. I sleep naked. You know, if I don't have anyone around the house, I walk around naked. You know, I had to temper that a little bit with my kids. My kids, yeah, hey, I'm an adult. It's my house. I walk around naked in my house if I want. But, of course, if the kids' friends are over, that's a little weird. You know, I can't do that. So I have to, you know, have to throw on a robe or a pair of shorts or something. I don't want to do that. I'm just going to walk out of my room and go get a glass of water or something. I got to get dressed to do that in my own home. What is this craziness, man?
You know, I've often criticized you because you go out in life wearing flip-flops constantly. And I've always said flip-flops, the shoes that prepare you for nothing that life could throw at you.
Oh, and you're so wrong always, Crudy. What the flip-flops allow is maximum efficiency from clothed to nakedness. Boom, boom.
And that's an excellent point. Let's jump into this reporting. Republican lawmakers are attempting to shut down the World Naked Bike Ride events in Wisconsin after local police and prosecutors determined a young girl photographed participation in the Madison Ride this summer did not violate any laws. A Senate committee held a public hearing Thursday for two bills aimed at changing how police would prosecute displays of nudity in public and prevent taking photos of nude children. The proposals have gained the support of about 20 Republicans. Shockingly, Dom, no Democrats. We're a more, you know, naked party, Democrats. It's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke, said Senate President Chris Kapinga. I think that's exactly how I perceive Kapinga. Kind of a joke, but sadly, in that he's the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, he's the Senate president, he's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke. It's not funny. Oh, he's from Delafield, and he authored these fine bills, Tom. This is a pretty serious situation, especially in today's society. One bill would eliminate the language in state law that exposing genitals publicly and indecently constitutes a Class A misdemeanor, which carries a $10,000 fine, 9 months in prison, or both. The statute would instead apply to intentional exposure in public. Both proposals would include exceptions for breastfeeding in public. It's nice to know that they make that exception, Dom. That's more exceptions than they make in the 1849 abortion ban.
Well, if you're going to talk about that, then how about allowing women? Women, if men can walk around and show their breasts, go shirtless, shouldn't women be allowed the same exact right?
Well, that would be different than genitals, presumably. But let me ask you, has there been a big issue historically with someone inadvertently exposing their genitals to public view? Because why the distinction for intentional exposure?
Well, because they're taking away publicly and indecently and is replacing that with intentional. They're making it more restrictive because, as it's read, there was no crime committed. They want, for some reason, they want this to be a crime. The Republicans want to make nudity a crime.
Dominic, the other would prohibit people from allowing minors to attend an event at which a group of adult participants intentionally expose their genitals, buttocks, or other intimate parts in a public area. It would also prohibit taking pictures of new children in public unless the purpose of reporting it to law enforcement within a day. Children have always been allowed to participate if they want, if they are with a parent or legal guardian, according to Peter Keeney, the organizer of the Madison event. He doubted whether the changes would result in the event being shut down, noting district attorneys have not enforced other laws like the state's 1849 abortion ban. And Democratic Governor Tony Evers said, it's probably not a really good idea for children to participate in the event, and he'd take a look at the proposals. Here's one more quote, Dom. I think we need to keep things from boiling over into litigating and legislating things that frankly don't need to, Evers said Thursday after touring a childcare center. It happened once. Do we need to legislate against that? It seems like there's more important things for people to legislate about.
Crudy, Senator LaTanya Johnson brought up concerts that the changes could mean parents would not be allowed to take their children to a Beyonce concert, for example, where dancers may show their buttocks on stage. The legislator's nonpartisan attorney said a court could interpret the law narrowly and not criminalize the parents. There are a lot of concert venues in my district, Johnson said. It's a concern for those parents that will take their children there that can potentially be illegal, and it also affects the revenue that's coming in the state from ticket sales, concession purchases, the whole nine yards. Kapinger responded, I highly doubt that Beyonce would not come because she can't expose her crack. A strip of cloth from Joanne's Fabric cost about 37 cents. So if they got to buy 100 strips of cloth to cover their butt crack, I'm okay with that.
Wait. This is the standard butt crack exposure. This is what Kapinga takes such great issue with. Because I got to tell you what, I know there's going to be at least a whole plumbers union full of nervous guys. What about
them? I thought they were the party of the working man. Come on.
They'll never be able to make another home visit in their life because there might be children present and they've exposed their butt crack, Dom. And the children will never be the same.
It's now in the official record from Kapinga. Butt crack. Thank you, Senator. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
Senator Buttcrack to you.
But there's more. There's more. And you got to hear it on the other side. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. There will be an electronic and small appliance recycling event in Portage County on Thursday, October 12th from 4 to 6:30. It will be at the Portage County Transfer Facility and for Portage County residents only. We have a solar eclipse happening this month. The Wisconsin Rapids Public School District staff is inviting the public to eclipse viewing events for students, families, and interested community members. They'll have two locations on Saturday, October 14th, when the moon will cover a little more than half of the sun. Equipment will be set up from 10 a.m. to 1:15 at Lincoln High School on the north end of the front parking lot. They'll have a similar setup at the YMCA on West Grand Avenue on the west side of the parking lot. You can use their telescopes with solar filters, pinhole viewers, and other projection methods to view the eclipse safely. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 44. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, highs level off around 52. Overcast. Tomorrow night, lows around 36. Temps swell below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Crack.
Let's talk about the crack for just a moment. I mean, this is
the butt crack.
Senator Kapinga.
Yes.
Right. So
that's his new moniker, butt crack.
Butt crack. That's what it is. I mean, he's the one that brought it up, right? They want to expose their genital, concerned about people exposing their genitals, buttocks, or intimate parts. LaTanya Johnson brought up a Beyonce concert. You know, there might be some butts there. And, of course, he comes back with butt cracks and Joanne Fabrics and cover up the butt crack. So my question is, well, is it the entirety of the butt crack? Is it, you know how they used to measure the bathing suits? Is someone going to come and say, well, you know, the first inch is okay, you know, because little pants come down a little bit, you know, doing a little plumbing action? Or is it going to be like all the way down to the bottom, to the end of the butt crack? Because, of course, the butt crack does
end. How much butt crack exposure is too much butt crack exposure?
And everyone's body's different, man. You know, everyone's got a different...
I am not blessed with the bootylicious butt. No, it is occasionally difficult for me to keep the britches all the way up in full mast, you know?
You know what I'm saying? So then, yeah, and that would be different, man. You might be more susceptible than someone with a perhaps rounder, fuller buttocks.
You know when I'm most susceptible to exposing my butt crack? Usually trying to walk out of the market, you know, like if I come out of the store. Because my arms are full. I'm holding the groceries, and then my pants start sliding out a little bit as I walk. Don't follow me at the Pick and Save. There's liable to be a criminal offense. I'm just saying.
Let's hear a little bit more about the great ideas from the Republicans solving all the problems. Hope Carnap at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I will continue. In a memo sent to lawmakers seeking co-sponsorship, you know, the anti-butt crack coalition. Kapinga and Rep. Cindy Duco described their Child Protection Act as a response to a girl, a singular girl, and I would add in there, with permission and accompanied by their adult parents, participation in Madison's World Naked Bike Race earlier this summer. Madison police had cited participants in the past, but new city leadership seems to have looked the other way, they wrote. These bills will help give all municipalities clarity in the law and affirm that exposing yourself in public is illegal. And furthermore, subjecting kids to this indecent and inappropriate display will also not be tolerated. The human body. You know what I mean? These are the same people that think the Statue of David is porn. I'd say, crew you a picture. The City Hall here in Milwaukee. It's got like little statues.
I am quite offended. tell the people, you know, don't be too titillating because there's nakedness on the City Hall. It's a full Brett Favre junk exposure there, Dom.
Yes, it is. A bill from 1895, and it still stands, Republicans. Are you going to go around all the state and city historic buildings and tear those down? Do you have the right? No, it gets worse. Let me get to it, because you don't even know why I'm so mad yet. The Madison Police Department received multiple complaints, including from conservative Dane County Supervisor Jeff Weigland, alleging a girl believed to be about 10 years old rode in the June event. A photo posted to Facebook by the organizer of Milwaukee's event showed the girl facing away from the camera, riding a bike, nude, with her buttocks visible. The department's special victim unit reviewed the photo, but determined Wisconsin statutes on possession of child pornography did not apply because the photo was not sexual in nature. No, she's riding a bike. Police also determined the statute relating to exposing a child to harmful material or narrations did not apply. Police also used their discretion not to cite participants under the local public indecency ordinance. Madison City Attorney Michael Haas previously explained court decisions interpreting indecent, quote unquote, leave room for judgment about whether the conduct offends a community's sense of decency, he said. A community's sense of decency. So I guess it depends on what kind of community you're riding around in, right, Kapinga?
Well, he's out there in Delafield. They're squares, apparently, but here in Madison, a little more temperate of the butt crack.
Even if the bills are enacted, law enforcement and prosecutors could still determine whether the conduct warrants prosecution under state criminal laws or local ordinances. The State Department of Justice also confirmed it was never involved in investigating the incident. This is more. You want to jump on the screen or should I just continue on?
Keep going. I'll backtrack and find where you're at.
Two Republican U.S. representatives, Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, yes, those guys, asked the Federal Department of Justice in July to investigate the incident in a September congressional. Now, don't worry about January 6th. There were no butt cracks there. Just, you know, the overthrow of the government. But, oh, my goodness, there's some people having fun, and the Republicans got to come in and try to squash that.
Well, Tom,
the National World Bike Ride will be wild.
It's ironic that both Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, newly elected to Congress, on the same ballot they objected to the outcome of their own state's election.
Weren't they
those guys, weren't they? Specifically, they Tiffany guys, and yes, Fitzgerald?
All those Republicans. I mean, all those Republicans won on the same ballot they claimed Biden cheated on. Members of nudist organizations and a UW expert in interpreting statutes told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the state laws related to nudity and exploitation of minors did not apply because the event is not sexual in nature. Organizers say the event is instead a celebration of body positivity and a protest against oil dependence.
Wait. Can I do the next one, Dom? I feel like I'm due a good quote
okay,
here.
Okay, man. All right. Okay.
This one's mine. I'm going to quote this Wiegand. Now, he's the only other person besides Buttcrack Kapinga to testify Thursday, and here's what he said. Proponents of this bike ride have stated that they believe this is about their freedom to protest. I would ask them, what about my freedom? What about my freedom to walk around, walk down the street, and not be assaulted by nudity?
Assaulted by nudity?
What happens if this guy's walking in the bathroom and catches a glimpse of himself in the mirror? Does he shame himself?
I mean, assaulted by nudity. Assaulted by nudity. I mean, I can't even get... I mean, really? Really? You know, you're right. Why? Let's just walk backwards. Let's think about how the Republicans, how conservatives have been. Remember the days when you used to be assaulted by, you know, a woman showing their shoulders? Remember those days? Or the days you used to be assaulted by...
Well, if it's Michelle Obama...
Not wearing pantyhose, or a woman wearing open-toed shoes. Remember being assaulted by the elbows and the knees and the thighs and the calves? Remember all the times that Republicans over the course of history have been assaulted by these things? I mean, really, man, are you kidding me? And is this religious base? Is this body shame base? What is the basis for this? Assaulted by nudity?
Well, if you look at Kapinga's educational record, Dom, he's one of the churchy sort of guys. He went to Calvin University for his undergrad degree. So anyways,
these are the same Republicans.
God opposes nudity. Yeah, that's why he makes you fully dressed when you're born.
That make women second-class citizens. These same Republicans today, what's the 1849 abortion law, right? These same Republicans that think it's fine for a man to go shirtless, but if a woman does it, she's got to get arrested? These are the same Republicans? I mean, what year is this, man? Get over yourself. It's not a big deal. It's a bike ride. It's a little protest. It's a little having fun. It's not a freaking orgy, man. It's not the Matt Gaetz party, man. These are people driving around town on their bikes having fun. There's no assault by nudity. I mean, if that's what I don't even know what the man looks like, but I'm pretty sure I feel like I'm assaulted by his looks, by his mannerisms. But you know what? Life's a bitch. You got freedoms. You got rights. I'm not going to outlaw your face because I don't like it.
Could we do that?
I mean, no, we can't. Okay. That'd be bad.
In a statement, local event organizers said, the assumption is the bills are designed to prevent some further harm to the people of Wisconsin, but there is no hint as to what may have been done.
You have to infer the harm, Crudy.
In the entire history of Wisconsin, there has never been a state or federal law protecting anyone, regardless of age, gender, or anything else, from the sight of a human body. If there were important and indeed necessary, it would have been done long ago.
All the Republicans will do it now because they got nothing else to do. No other priorities in the state of Wisconsin. One minor with their parents on a bike ride in the community of Madison who obviously think it's fun and have no problem with it, except for, you know, the people coming in like Kapinga want to make an issue out of it. I tell you what, man, I didn't make it this year because I was actually at a bike race, not a real bike ride, you know, like a bike race. People are going fast, going around the corner, you're trying to win money, you know, bicycle races. But I'm kind of thinking like maybe we need to step up on this one, Crudy. You know, Jeff Scott Olson, we talked about, you know, what's the next thing to fall? Nudity, man, he's all about it. We already got JSO in our corner.
So what you're talking about is going full Monty.
Full Monty, yep. Yep.
Buttcrack exposed to God and Chris Kapinga. And what if you're arrested, Dom? There's a chance your butt crack would continue to be exposed and your junk would be flapping in the breeze there.
Oh no.
And someone like this Wiegand guy might be assaulted by your nudity. Which I must say, I've seen you naked many times. A little discomforting, but never assaulting. You know, you if you warned me it was coming, you know, if it wasn't just at a dinner table at a bar sometimes.
Oh, come on.
844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to our fair audience. If we can, I'll get there. Jim from Madison. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Well, who defines where nudity starts? So if I put on a jock strap and cover my crack up with duct tape, am I legal to walk down the street?
It would seem yes. As long as you've got a 37-cent strip of fabric between your cheeks.
From Joann Fabrics, yep.
You've got her covered by the Topanga standard.
But, all right, and then I think Topanga needs to go back to the Middle Ages with Pope Pius and cover all the statues and cut off their pallywhackers like they did in the Vatican. So, you know, that's where he needs to be.
Do you think he's ever been to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert? You know, no. Those guys wear like a single sock on stage sometimes, you know, theatrically speaking. But, you know, their buttocks are sometimes exposed to the audience.
No, say it ain't so.
There's some nudity adjacentness going on there, Jim. He would not enjoy that show, this Topanga.
Would he go to Hooters? Would he be offended by going to Hooters?
Oh, he probably takes his kids there every holiday, I would suspect.
Well, only for like Thanksgiving and the important holidays.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks, Jim. It's important work here, you know, making sure that no one exposes their butt crack to Chris Topanga.
How tight can you possibly be, man?
You know, I think there's a better scheme here, Dom. You know, something about mooning Topanga wherever he goes, showing him my butt cracks. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much for bringing this up, because I was watching a hearing where they were questioning, you know, our Attorney General Merrick regarding, you know, different things that the House was. And I think it was Tiffany, but
whining about Nancy for sure. The non-response from the U.S. Attorney General to his concerns about a naked bike ride in Madison, which is not his district.
Yes, I saw that, and I thought, what the, you know what, is the matter with that guy bringing that up at the federal level about what's going on in the state? I mean, I thought, oh, is he trying to get some federal response to have somebody arrested in Madison by the federal government? God, they're nuts. Thanks for bringing this up, guys. This gives me some clarification. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Make sure you keep your crack covered, Jeannie. All the butt cracks must be covered. You know, 37-cent piece of fabric from Joann Fabric. That's all it really takes. You know, I think we could craft some Topanga outfits. Halloween right around the corner, Don. I think we got to go visit the Senate. What's his job? President? President
some chaps.
Beavis and butt crack? That guy, Topanga?
Terrible.
He was the very first person I ever spoke coarsely of on the radio. At that time, I called him a D-bag. And I regretted it mildly. And you asked me, as Jesse Appoint said, you know, any regrets? I said, call him Topanga D-bag. And he said to me, well, is he a D-bag? And I said, big time. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life. A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs.
Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Wondering what you think on this topic of conversation. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you, by example, are a little pro butt crack exposure. Senator Chris Kapinga against the butt crack. Very, very offended by the butt crack. Nudity in all its forms really bothers the man. I'm not quite sure why. Why are you so offended?
Why? I mean, again, the religion thing. What else, man? Right? We looked briefly at his background. Very, very religious upbringing, religious high school, I believe, religious college, I believe. Well, I mean, for some reason, perhaps what his religious teachings told him that, you know, nudity is bad, that human nature is bad. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why. Why does anybody care, man? Why can men take off their shirts? Women can't. These are very basic, and I still don't hear an answer. And if they're going to go down this road and perhaps bring up, oh, well, breastfeeding's okay. Well, okay. Why then? Why not just, you know, like hanging out in the sun, like Crudy with his shirt off or me with my shirt off? Why is it any different? Tell me why. Ugh.
You know, it's been a glorious summer, Dom. I must confess, I've taken my shirt off more than most summers historically since I was younger and in better shape, you know, sort of the remoteness of the cabin.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, being comfortable in your own skin, being comfortable with your body, man, you know, I'm not the statue of Michael over here, man, but I enjoy having my shirt off. I enjoy not being constricted by clothes. I mean, hey, I don't want to sit on a dirty park bench naked, but it doesn't matter. It's about being comfortable with who you are. And apparently these cats are not comfortable with who they are.
Do you work out?
Bro, does it show? Can you tell I did legs yesterday?
Are you married?
Happily for 19 years. Thank you.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. You're probably naked right now, aren't you, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, in the garage. I just got one question. What are plumbers to do?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Seriously, the plumber's Nord. I mean, are they going to, is that next? This is unbelievable with all the stuff going on in the state, and that's what they have time for.
I got to tell you, I've seen some plumber's cracks that have been a little traumatizing.
Well, that might be, but they're after them too. And whoever called about the duct tape, I guess maybe they're going to have that on hand. You know, to even
or a butt, as the case may be here, Dick.
Yeah.
You're going to be have to be careful with your moniker.
if you make a residential call as a plumber, you better be really, you know, suspenders better be on that day.
That should be a mandate anyways, don't you think? Part of the apprenticeship program, you get your union suspenders just to keep them up.
Listen, buyer beware, Dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm about free market capitalism. If you don't like the butt crack, you know, maybe you lose some business, but that's up to them, Dick.
Some see it as a buying feature.
They certainly, there was a plumber in Madison that had a picture of a toilet, a guy sitting on a toilet, so that when he was sitting in the driver's seat of his truck, he looked like he was sitting on the toilet. They'd probably have a real issue with that, too.
Depends on whether or not his
unbelievable
buttocks are exposed, Dick. Dick, go put some clothes on, fella. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy, Bob? How you doing, man?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. Hey, boys. How are you?
Good.
Good, man.
Okay. You're missing a wonderful, wonderful marketing opportunity.
What is that, Bob?
Make bumper stickers.
What's that?
Make bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers to cover to the crack to eliminate
that's just about the right size. That's just about the right size, ain't it?
I think we should all like write messages on our left cheek, our right cheek, and then put a thin strip of fabric and then go moon Kapinga at a committee hearing, you know, but that'd we would meet the standard of decency in that case. And whatever we were thinking of Kapinga, we could expose to him as long as our cracks are covered. Yeah, I'm down. You got to come up. Who's your Bob? Join me for a little mooning of the Senate president.
That'd be bad. Well, it's a little hard in a wheelchair.
We would make accommodations, Bob. We would work it out.
But yeah, you could put WMDX on the bumper stickers. It'd be wonderful.
I like how you think, Bob. You know, someone gave me, thank you for listening, sir. Someone gave me a similar suggestion when I wanted to burn it all down on the Fox News, Dom. Now, I chose a differing route by calling out their lack of January 6th live coverage in a profane way. That's what got me banned. But it had been suggested, I think it was our old pal Rick that said, you know, left cheek Fox and on the right cheek fills the void.
844-967-2789. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, they what was it, in Genesis, they were naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. I mean, that's from the Bible.
Yeah, so, but then the snake talked her into eating the apple or something, right? And then it all got a little twisted.
But these people don't feel ashamed with their nudity, so that's the whole point. I mean, and why should they feel ashamed? I mean, and for God's sakes, when I was in high school, wearing the Speedo they issued me in high school, it essentially could have been painted on me and exposed enough there that when you get up out of the pool wet, I mean, it just
it's not a whole lot. Slow down, Mark. I'm getting visuals I don't need. I mean, we can use our imaginations, but yeah, I mean, Dom and his banana strap too. That thing's a little scary. Dom's got a yellow Speedo. He's been photographed in occasionally, mostly for, you know, holidays and such.
I went to a wedding down in Key West and the bride, because everyone knows I'm pretty much the naked guy, right? So I got this, she got me this little.
Your reputation precedes?
Right. Because I'll wear it because it's funny, because who cares, man? You know what I'm saying? People, get over yourself. Let's have a good time. Republicans, find something else to do.
Well, Dom, it's not that I mind your lack of modesty. Just more time in the gym, fella. More time in the gym.
Come on, man. I'll work out tomorrow, I swear.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'll join you there. Yeah. Come back. We're not done yet. The happier happy hour is getting better up in here. We'll turn our attention to the speakerless house. The former president of the United States, and more of your phone calls, of course, 844-967-2789. I was thinking Naked and Afraid. You think Kapinga ever watches that show? Would that make him fearful? Would he have to cover his eyes?
People are naked. They try to survive out in the wild.
There's some naked dating show going on now too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Naked's a thing, apparently. Not for Republicans. No naked for you. And lights off, missionary only.
And don't enjoy it. I'm sure Mrs. Kapinga does not. Come back. More devils.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown.